This year is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisochor ben Chaim Moshe Gazal, dear friend Chaim Feigenbaum, and let's all hope that HaKadosh Baruch will send them a Refuah Shleima min HaShamayim, and he should have a Riches Yomim with his wonderful family. The topic we will be discussing tonight is Tfilas Kalim, one of the mitzvahs of this weekly parsha, when the Torah tells the story of Melchemes Midian and Clay Midian, and there are various halachos of Hechsher Kalim, a kli that was used by Machoras Asurois. How do we bring it Liyadei Hechsher? So, the various halachos are well known. Kli Tishit Tashmishoi B'Tzoinen Madichoi, you just have to rinse it out. Tashmishoi B'Chamin, if it was used in boiling water, used for cooking, then we need Hagola. And if it was used in Be'esh, then Libun. But besides these three halachas, which are defined halachically as Hechsher Kalim, we have a concept of Tvilas Kalim. And Tfilas Kalim is regardless whether those Kalim were used by a non-Jew or not used by a non-Jew, if they're totally new and have never been used. When a Jew buys a Kli from a non-Jew, then he is required to be toivel that Kli, and that is the halacha, that is the concept of Tfilas Kalim. Chazal learned this halacha from the Pusuk, Kol ha-shiyovei be'esh, taviru be'esh, v'toher. The word v'toher, L'chayda has no explanation. We're not dealing with Tumen and Tahara, and therefore the interpretation of Chazal is this pasuk teaches us the concept, the halacha, the mitzvah of Tfilas Kalim. Many Rishonim maintain that we're dealing with the mitzvah D'oraisa. That is very clearly explained in the source of this sugya, the fine Hayomid Beizim Masechet Avodah Zarah by Rashi and by Tosfos. The Ramban, in his magnificent Perash al HaTorah, in this week's Parsha, and the Pesuk I quoted just a few moments ago, says that Tfilas Kalim is Mederabonan and not a D'oraisa. That is the opinion of the Kolboy in Simen Peivov. That is obviously the opinion of Tosfos Rid, Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hei, and some other Achronim. One of the basic questions of this sugya is, how do we define Tfilas Kalim? Is it a mitzvah or a matyor? Of all the Rishonim that wrote Sifrei Mitzvahs and dedicated so much chokhmah and effort and time to define and to explain what are the Tayag Mitzvahs, which precepts are included in this magical number, Tayag, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Bahad, the Sefi Yereim, the Smag, and the Smag. The only one that counts Tfilas Kalim in the minion of Taryag is the Smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotn, one of the great Bali Tosfos. Most of the other Rishonim do not include this mitzvah in the number of Taryag. That does not necessarily mean that their opinion is that we're dealing with a mitzvah Derabonon. There are other reasons and other explanations why this mitzvah would not be included in the Taryag. Maybe because it's not Mefurish B'Torah, only Beremez. Or maybe because it's not defined as a mitzvah, but rather as a matyor. When I say a matyor, I mean just like Hechsher Kalim. Nobody maintains that Hadocha, Hagola, Libun are mitzvahs. They are merely the means by which one could be matir a kli, a vessel that was used by Macholas Asuras. So maybe the same rationale and the same definition would apply to Tfilas Kalim as well. That obviously seems to be the opinion of Rashi, because on the Pesuk we based this shir on Kol Dovar Ashiyavar Be'esh Taviru Be'esh V'Toher. I am quoting the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi brings in the name of Rabbi Seinu Dorshu Mikan, referring to Chazal naturally, Sha'af lahakshiran min ha'isur hit'in tvila lekley matchis. Lahakshiran min ha'isur. So it seems to be very clear in Rashi that Tvila Skelem is a machshir. That seems to be very clear in the Rambam as well. Because in Perek Yud Zayin of Hilchos Mechulas Asuros, that is the basic source, the basic chapter in which the Rambam deals with the halachas of Tevilas Kedem and Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Kli shelo nishtamish boi kol iko, matvila b'mei mikveh, and it is only then, mutar le'echol behem v'lishtot. So it seems to be clear in the Rambam that the essence of Tevilas Kedem is lahatir et akli la'achila ulishtiya. So according to the Rambam, it seems to be obvious that as long as you weren't tovel the kli, there is a prohibition eating or drinking from that kli. There is a controversy regarding the opinion of the Rambam whether Tevilas Kedem basically is menatayrom et rabbanon. The formulation of this aloha and Rambam seems to have contradictions. On one hand, the Rambam writes that Tevilas Kedem is medivrei sofrim. The Rambam writes that the pusik is eremez. The Rambam uses the terminology omru chachomim. These seems to indicate that according to his opinion, Tevilas Kedem is medrabanon. On the other hand, the Rashba maintains that according to the Rambam, Tevilas Kedem is menatoyla, and the Magid Mishnah says that the basis of this assumption is mepi hashmua lamdu. So, according to the opinion of the Rambam, it is not thoroughly clear whether we're dealing with a mitzvah d'orais or a mitzvah d'rabbanon. But in any event, it seems to be clear in the Rambam that Tevilas Kedem is a matir, and prior to Tevila, one is prohibited of using kalim, kleis udash and matris or schuchit. This mitzvah applies only to kalim that are made of various metals or glass. Plastic, china, and other substances, the kalim are not mechuyev in tefila. We are not required to do tefilas kalim for kalim that are made of other substances. Some achronim maintain that there is no prohibition using a kli prior to tefila. The only isser a person is over if he uses a kli without tefila is only bittul mitzvah sasei, in a way similar to tzitzis. If a person wears dalet kanfas without tzitzis, there is no lav. He isn't over on a specific isser besides the fact that he was mevatel the mitzvah to put tzitzis al kanfei haksus. The same logic would apply to tefilas kalim. We do not find a specific isser to use kalim that weren't mitbal. The only issue would be bitul mitzvah to say, because the mitzvah of tefilas kalim is to be toivel a kli b'mei mikveh prior to usage, before using that kli la'achila o lishtiya. There's an interesting Prima Godem. The Prima Godem in Hilchos Pesach Tov Pei Vav deals with the question, if a person has no cups in his house, only cups that he didn't do tefillah on yet, and it's Leil Pesach, and what should he do with Dalet Kosos? And the Psak of the Prima Godem would surprise many of us. He says he cannot drink Dalet Kosos, because Dalet Kosos is the Rabbanon, and it wouldn't override an Issur D'oraisa. So obviously, the opinion of the Prima Godem is using a kli prior to tefillah would be a biblical prohibition. It would be an Issur D'oraisa. Contrary to the opinion of the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Shabbos Yinchov Gimel, that makes it very clear, according to the Mishnah Brura, it is merely an Issur D'rabbanan using a kli that was not nidbal. So, on one hand, the Rambam and Rashi define Tevilas Kedem as being a matir, not necessarily a mitzvah. The Ravyo, one of the great Rishonim, Sechet Psochim, Tov Samech Dalad, the Ravyo maintains that there is no issue whatsoever using a kli prior to tefila. So according to the Ravyo, it is quite clear that Tevilas Kedem is a mitzvah and not a matyo. It still would be a chiddush. There is no issue, according to the Ravyo, using a kli even before tefila. There merely is a mitzvah to do tefila. The Mishnah Brura, Shinchov Gimel, maintains that we're dealing with an Issur D'rabbanan. According to the Prima Godem, in Tov Pei Vav, the Shaila regarding Dalet Kosos, it seems to be very clear that Tevilas Kedem would be using a kli before tefila would be considered an Issur D'oraisa. So up to this point, our discussion was The essence of Tefillas Kelim. Are we dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Is there a prohibition using the kli prior to tefillah or not? What would be the nature of that prohibition? I mentioned before, some achrayim maintain, that when a person uses a kli without tefillah, essentially, the definition of this issa would be bitul mitzvah sasei. Just like a person that wears dalet kanfis without tzitzis. One of the more pressing questions regarding kashas in our time is some kashas organizations, while giving a hefshan a hotel or a restaurant, feel that their obligation is only to verify and to make sure that the food is kosher, is mahadran, but they do not care about the kelim. And my opinion is, it is incumbent, it rests upon the rov that gives the hechsher, or the organization that gives the hechsher, to make sure that Tevilas kelim was performed. Because obviously there's an issa using kelim without tefillah. So this question isn't that relevant in America, only if we're dealing with a restaurant or a hotel that is in Jewish ownership. Because it is very clear, it's an explicit sugya in Avodah Zorah, Ayin Hei Omid Beis, Hashoyel Kli Min Anochi, Potel Min Atvila. It is only when the Kli goes out of the non-Jewish possession and it goes into the Rishus of Yisrael, it is only then that it's Chayev B'Tvila. But if the restaurant or the hotel belongs to a Jew and the Kelim basically were manufactured, were made by a goy, in that case, I think it is the Rav's responsibility to see that the kelim were nitbal. Some of the gadolim of our time try to suggest various heterim, staying in a hotel, even though the kelim were not nitbal. So, to me, this svara is extremely surprising, and even I would say very unreasonable. But some achrayim maintain that kelim used by a hotel are not chayv b'tvila because they would be defined as klei schoira. In Siman Kuf Chof in Yeradeya, there's a very poshut halacha that klei schoira aren't chayv b'tvila. So some achrayim maintain, and this opinion is brought in the Darkei Tshuva. Darkei Tshuva by the Minkacher Rebbe. And Siman Kuf Chof, I think it's Siv Koten Ayin, the Darkei Tshuva brings this svara that kelim that belong to a hotel or to a restaurant are considered kli schoira because the owner of these kelim doesn't really need this kelim for his own usage, but rather for his business, and therefore they would be considered kli schoira. We find this svara in Maril Diskin, Kunta Sachen Os Kuf Lamed Vav, and once again in one of the greatest gedolim of our times, the Minchas Yitzchok Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Dalad. This svara seems to be, to me, extremely unreasonable. Kli Schoira is kelim that are in a store, in a shop, and they are designated to be sold and not to be used until they are bought by various purchasers. That is Kli Schoira. But why would it be a difference whether you eat in those kelim yourself or your guests eat in their kelim? And why would there be a difference whether these guests pay or they do not pay? So to me it seems very simple. Kishemesh betzohorayim, that those kelim are considered kli suda and not kli schoira. Reb Shem Zalman Neuerbach obviously feels the same. And in Mincha Shleima, second volume, Simen Samaches, he has various psukim regarding Tefillas Kelim, and between the others he deals with the question of a Jew that's in a hotel and the kelim he is being served with tefillah wasn't performed on those kelim. And as Reb Zalman states very shortly, that what some achrayim say that would be considered kli schoira is unreasonable. And Reb Shem Zalman says, well, if the issur of using a kli without tefillah is only bitur mitzvah sasei, then one could argue, in our case, he's an oynes. Oynes is potter. Because when you're in the hotel, you can't just take the kelim, take them to the mikveh, and try to do tefillah. You know, they're not yours, you cannot take them out of the hotel, and therefore he's an einus. So this then would resemble another halacha in our Chaim Siman Yud Gimel. The Ramo brings the Mordechai, and the Mordechai is in Masechet Menachos. And the Mordechai maintains that on Shabbos, a person is entitled to wear Dalet Kantis without tzitzis because he's an einus. Obviously, he can tie the tzitzis because tying a knot is an av malocha in Shabbos, and therefore he's an einus and he doesn't have an isur. So the same svara will apply to tzitzis kelim, because the similarity, the common denominator between tzitzis and tzitzis kelim is in both of these mitzvahs, the isur of wearing dal kafas without tzitzis, of using kelim that were not nitbal, is only the bitl mitzvah to say, and therefore b'mukamayinus there is no isur. But this psak makes sense, but only if we maintain that the isur is only bitl mitzvah to say. But that does not seem to be the opinion of most Rishonim and Achronim. We proved from the Rambam and from Rashi that Tfilas Kelim is a Matya. The Prima Godem argues that it's in the Siddi Uraisa. The Mishneh Berurah argues it's in the Rabbanan. But nevertheless, the Pshat Zalman doesn't go into many sources, and he writes B'derech HaOra. If it's in the Rabbanan, then it would be reasonable to assume, argues the Pshat Zalman, that the Chachamim were only Machayev Tfilah B'mukam HaEfshar, aber b'mukam de'efshar, maybe the Chachamim weren't Machayev Tfilah. Another approach, which to me, even though this approach is also questionable, but it does carry more weight than the above two mentioned kulis. Other occasions and other opportunities, I dealt with the question of what is the halachic status of a company, of a corporation? Is a corporation chayav b'mitzvahs? A public company, you know, that's on the market, on the stock market, on the stock exchange, are the shareholders considered owners, or is buying shares merely a form of investment, but they aren't really considered owners? By modern law, a corporation owns itself. In Loshon Kodesh, the modern definition is that the chevra is a yeshut kalkalit u'mishpatit. It actually owns itself. So, is a corporation chayav b'mitzvahs? And my basic approach, which I express in writing and orally, is that the mitzvahs, which are momenus, gezel, ona'ah, apply to a corporation just as they apply to the individual. Because those mitzvahs are based on righteousness, on honesty, on emes, and those virtues are machayev everyone. However, the mitzvahs of Sei Ben Odom L'Mokoyim do not apply only to individuals, to Bnei Yisrael, to people, and not to financial bodies and organizations which are not defined as private ownership. So if the hotel we are dealing with, or the restaurant, is part of a corporation, of a public company, you know, the big chains, in that case, one might argue that Me'ikra Din, there is no chiyuv of Tzvilas Kelim. So, bottom line is, I think that kashrus organizations must bear responsibility to Tzvilas Kelim in the condition, as I explained before, that the restaurant or the hotel is owned by Jews. So that is one question we have dealt with. Another interesting question, which is a matter of dispute, some Gedolim maintain, that is the opinion of the Menchus Yisra and Chelek Zayin Simen Mem Gimel, a shop owner that was titled the Kalim just as a bonus for the first customers. They shouldn't have to be Toreach and Tvias Kalim. According to Menchus Yisra, those kelim have to be nidbal once again, because kleis chodes potam in a tefillah, and because of potam in a tefillah, the tefillah also won't work, wouldn't be sufficient. My opinion is that even though Klai Yisrael are ptur min tefila, but tefila works. And the tefila is sufficient, and we don't have to do tefila again. I differentiate between a situation in which tefila was performed before there was a Titus Kli, or tefila was performed before the Kli left the possession of an Anshu. In those cases, the tefila definitely wouldn't be valid. But if the tefila was performed by a Jew, even though he's a shop owner, and the Kelim are not yet chayav the tefila, but nevertheless, the tefila would be valid. That is my opinion. One of the interesting questions in the broad sugya of tefilas kelim is, Gershon is Gaia. Is he chayav to do tefilas kelim to all the kelim that were and still are in his possession? Would that be similar to a Jew buying a kli from a non-Jew, and he is chayav b'tefilas kelim? Would the same rule apply to Gershon Nizgaya? Many Gedolim feel yes. Some of them lacking a clear psak in this area suggest one should do tefilah without a bracha. My opinion is and has always been Gershon Nizgaya putum in a tefilah. And my basic argument is a basic assumption and feeling bedarkei hapsak, which I expressed many times in shuvas that I have written and in shiurim I have given. The Chazon Ish in Sima Zayin Shviyas writes, and I'm quoting his language, dealing with a halacha which is yom yomi, daily, not some queer coincidence. And if this halacha isn't mefurish in the poskim, that serves only to prove that there is no such halacha. And the Chazon Ish writes, once again, I'm quoting his loshen, Zu etzli, zu belibi, ha-hachra'a ha-yitera mikol ha-ra'ayot. There is no more convincing ra'ayah than shtikas ha-poskim. So this question, Gershon Nizgaya, whether he needs to do tefilas kelim, this is a question refers to every ger that was Nizgaya as Mamed Har Sinai. So how would it be that the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Tesefta, the Rambam and the Ramban, the Rif and the Rosh, all the Rishonim and the Goyim, the Bais Yosef and the Ramah, the Mugen Avraham and the Taz and the Shach, none of these great poskim bothers to teach us this simple halacha, that Gershon is Gaya Terichot Beit Kelav? There is no greater proof that there is no such halacha. Why? I think it's very simple. Kemasa Shehoyo. In Avodah Zorah Ayin Hayom Et Beis, the Gemara says that if a person borrows or even rents kelim from an non-Jew, he isn't chayev to do tefillah. It is only when he buys from an non-Jew or receives a gift. It is only when the kli yotzem b'reshut ha-goy v'nechnas l'reshus Yisrael, it is only then that he is chayev b'tefillah. Why? Is that logical? The Gemara says, Kemasa Shehoyo. We learn tefillas kelim from Melchemes Midian. That was the story of Melchemes Midian. The kelim left the possession of the Midianim. They entered the possession of the Jews, and therefore they're chayav b'tefillah. So I use the same logic, the same rationale. Gershon Nizgaya, there's a continuity of kinyan. He isn't required to perform kinyonim in all that was his before conversion. And therefore, there also is no chiyuv of tefilas kelim. It is not a situation in which the kelim left one rishus and came into a Jewish rishus. And therefore, my very strong opinion is that Gershon Nizgaya eineno chayav lahadbil et kelav. The first achronim dealing with this question are Mahario Halevi, the Rav of Lemberg, one of the greatest Gedolim in Galicia, 180 years ago, Chuvas Mahario Halevi, Chelek Beis Makuftes. His opinion is that Gershon Nizgaya does not have to do tefilas kelim. Darkei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Chof brings different opinions regarding this Shaila. I think it's in Sif Kotin Dalad and Simen Kuf Chof. He quotes in the name of the Chura Shai that there is an Itadu Tfila. In the name of Chadrei Da'at, I'm not familiar with the Sefer, I don't know who he is. The Akachuv quotes in his name that probably Tfila is not required. I voice my opinion, and to me it seems very clear. The fact that we do not find this halacha in any of the major poskim, I think proves that there is no need to do Tfilas Kelim in this situation. So today we have dealt at length with the halacha of Tfilas Kelim, which is a mitzvah whose source is in this week's parasha, starting off with a basic understanding and definition of this mitzvah, and then various interesting questions, halacha lemaaseh. Let's go back to Melchemes Midian, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you should go and fight the Midianim. Why? How? So the pasuk is, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, Nekoy nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'isa Midianim achar te'asef el amecha. Nekom nikmat b'nei Yisrael. Vayidaber Moshe le'am le'emor, Yichol su mi'itchem anoshem le'tzovo v'yu al Midian losais, nikmas Hashem b'Midian. But Meir Simcha, in Meshech Chochma notes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually commanded that Bnei Yisrael should be nikmas Bnei Yisrael, Meis HaMidyonim. When Moshe appears before Klal Yisrael, he says, we should be nikmas Hashem HaMidyon. Rav Meir Simcha gives us an idea, and I love this idea because Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk and Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev actually are on the same page, and both present the same beautiful idea. Rav Meir Simcha writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas al domom shel Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to revenge our pain and our suffering. However, Moshe and the Jewish people, we want to revenge nikmas Hashem b'midyon. Shem shumayim shenischalel bo'olam agidei midyonim. We care for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us. And Brochas Dav Vava Medalef, Chazal say, Menayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Maniach Tfilin. And Chazal prove from the Psukim, in a way that is above and beyond the realm of our understanding, in a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maniach Tfilin B'kol Yom. And then the Gemara goes on and asks, Tfilin Demuri Alma Ma'iksiv Bahu. What's written in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tefillin? And the Gemara says, Mi ka'amchu Yisrael, goy achad ba'aretz. How interesting. What's written in our Tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In our Tefillin, we proudly declare that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is one and only, and nobody is like him. What's in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tefillin? A Kodesh Baruch Hu exalts the glory and the beauty and the greatness of his children, of Klal Yisrael. Mi ka'am chi Yisrael, koyachad boretz. We care for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us. Rav Levi Yitzchak, the great tzaddik of Berdichev and Kedushas Levi, in Chag HaMatzos, makes an interesting comment. We call this Yom Tov Pesach. However, in the Torah, this Yom Tov is described as Chag HaMatzos. Rav Levi Yitzchak says, Chag HaMatzos is Shivchon Shel Yisrael. Shelo hispik b'tzeikam lahachmitz ad sheyetzu memitzrayim, ad sheyofia amalehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An entire nation, hundreds and thousands of people, left their homes, left their cities, left their towns into the desert, without taking along food, without caring about tomorrow. Be'emunah, בבטוחם, השלך על השם יהובך, והוא יחלקלך. That is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to this Yom Tov as Chag HaMatzos. We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving children, we call this Yom Tov Pesach. What does the name Pesach indicate? שפוסח הקודש ברוך הוא על פסחון של בני ישראל ולא נתן למשחית להשחית. We exalt הקודש ברוך הוא, his love for us, and הקודש ברוך הוא exalts our greatness. We love him and he loves us. And this idea we find once and again, חג הפסח וחג המצות, תפילין שלנו ושל הקודש ברוך הוא. And Melchemes Midian, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nekoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meisa Midianim. And Moshe says, Nikmas Hashem B'Midian. As the Rambam explains in the 10th Perek of Hilchos Tshuva, Kol Sefer Shir HaShirim U'Moshol Le'inyan Hazeh. The beautiful and moving story of Shir HaShirim, Hara'ayah V'Hadad. That is a moshel to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. He loves her, she cares for him. That is the moshel. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hu Adod Va'anu, Knesset Yisrael, Harayo. So this idea is always so central and so important to our Hashkofa. But it has special significance in these days when we have entered Ben HaMetzorim, the 21 days of Aveles, of sorrow, of mourning, the days in which we remember every day Churban Beis HaMikdash. In these terrible days, days of darkness, days of sadness and suffering, days in which we remember the tragedy that befell our people so many times, time and again, dafka in these days, how important it is to realize and to believe and to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always loves us, even when he strikes us. Kol diyoved rachmona letavovid, nochemesh gamzu toros, gamzu letoivo. In a way, we can't really understand thoroughly. Even Golas and even Chorm is Chazdei Shomayim. The Pesuk in Tehillim says, Mizmoyer L'Osof, Bo Goyim Nachlosecho. And Chazal asks, Mizmoyer L'Osof, Kina L'Osof Aboyalei. It should be a lament, not a song. And the Gemara says, Mizmoyer L'Osof. Shofach HaMosoy Alweitzim V'Alavonim, to have mercy on us. To see to it that we will make it to the finishing line, that we will go through this terrible goddess intact. So in a way the Gemara says, Mizmoyer L'Osof, even Churban Beis HaMikdash was an act of mercy, of chesed, of love, and of rachamim. And this is something we must understand every moment of our lives. Yihiratzum, we should all be zoiche. That Mizmoyer L'Osof should refer to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ki atu Hashem be'eish yitzato u'be'eish atu osed lebnoisa. Kol ha'mesabel ha'Yerushalayim zoche v'ro'e bevinyana. Yihi ratzon shenezkeh lerot bekarov bebinyan Yerushalayim benachom ha'tzion bebi'as goel tzedek b'mheru v'yomenu amen.